Yakum is a Ragla Shozu Oilo. So Yakum, I would have thought to say, Tekul Oilo, the whole thing becomes Oilo. Talmud Pasuk says, no, Kol HaShi'itim Mimenu Hashem Yeh Kodesh. Is Mimenu Kodesh, Loi Kulu Kodesh. Just on, say, just a foot of the animal should be Oilo, so the whole thing does not become a carbon. Yakum, I would have thought to say, then Tate say, Halachun, nothing is Chal at all. Talmud Pasuk says, Yeh, Be'er Yosin Tei, meaning to say that something is Chal. Okay, so how do we come out? Is Timoch L'Sarcha Eilus. Since you made the Kedushas Oilo on just the rego, so the foot has the Kedushas Oilo on it. So the answer is, sell this animal now to somebody that needs to bring the Korban Oilo, and therefore we'll use the whole thing for Korban Oilo. And Vidomeho Chulin, its money is Chulin, Chutz Midmei Oisei Eivir Sheblei. Just the money you mechayiv yourself for that Eivir, that money you have to give back to Hegdish. But the rest of the animals should remain a Korban Oilo. Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So if you just say Ragla Shazu Oilo, the whole thing does not become a Korban Oilo. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, Minayin, how do I know to say that Loim, if somebody says Ragla Shazu Oilo, just the foot of this animal should be a Korban Oilo, Shekuli Oilo, automatically the Kedusha is chal upon no animal? Tam Loim, the Pasuk says, yes, it says, Kol Ashe Yitim Emenol Hashem Yiyah Kodesh. If Yiyah Kodesh is the Rabbi, says Kulo, that those things becomes Kodesh in this Pashit. Since you make Kedusha only just on the regal, it's a special over the animal. Now, we have Fidu Laman Diyam, even according to Man Yamar says, Ein Kul Oilo, that those things does not become a Korban Oilo, according to Rabbi Meir. Han immediately wonders, Rabbi Meir, say that, the Aktish Dove Shannon Shomat Luyaboy. We only Maktish the foot, something that it could live without it. Avo Dove Shannon Shomat Luyaboy, if you Maktish, say, the head or the heart, something that you can't live without it, then Kitchakul, everybody agrees those things as Chal. So back to our Kasha, how come we said before, we're talking about Kedushas Mizbeach, so how can we say if you Makdish the head, so just the head is Kodesh, not the rest of the animal. Here we're saying everybody agrees, if you Makdish the head, the Kura should be Chal, the whole animal, it should be Nispashit, those things becomes Kodesh. So Marissa, I'll tell you, La Kasha is no stereo. Ha B'Kedushas Saguf, Ha B'Kedushas Domin. When do we say if you it's chal on the whole thing, that's kedusha zaguf, Rashi says. Ho diktoni posh the kedusha b'kula, the kedusha spreads over the whole thing, kagoyin diyak the shok kedusha zaguf, you mark the shok kedusha zaguf. The yomi you said, roish behem zu akrav oilo. The head of this animal should become a korban, the head of this animal should be a korban oilo. So then we say it's nispashat, the whole animal becomes the kedusha oilo. But a b'raisa b'liyel, that we said before, if you mark the head, only the head is Kodesh, not the rest. The Ein Lekodshe Mizbech El Roisho Shaporik Gagoyim. What was the case there? The Akdashe Ledomim. Not that you are Makdashit for the Mizbeach, but you only will Makdashit to give the money to the Mizbeach, to the Hegdish. The Yom is like this. Rosh Bein Mizu Olai. The head of this animal should be upon me, Lidmei Oila. Meaning the value of it, I'll give that much money to the Mizbeach to buy a Korban Oila. Is Ledmeola, Dumya the Ova the Eved the Chamor, just like before, if you makdish the Eved or the Chamor, Tleshaicha Bugdish the Guf, Lakrov, you can't be makrov an Eved or a Chamor. So, Pshit today, what you meant to say was Ledmei. Here also it means Ledmei. So, all the Gdush is Domim. Yes, therefore, it's not Nespashit. Therefore, if you say, Harayalai, the Domim of this head, of the head of the animal, you only have to give the value of the head. It's not Nespashit on the whole animal. Nothing more says, I have a marhu domar, like you yourself said, marhu domar, Rashi said, the barakama de tamura, that you yourself said over there, that the magdish is zochor ledomav, if somebody wants to be magdish or zochor, just for the value of it, to give to hegdish, it's kodesh kedushas aguf. The gordon marakli is chalak kedushas aguf on the animal. As migu de nachti kedushas domim, is nachti kedushas aguf. Rashi says, that's the Gemara in the Perakam of the Tumura, that Higdis Zohar Ayil, the Chaz is fit for Neilo, Viyaktisha Litimei Erlo, you only Maktisha that you want to give the value of it to the Mizbeach, is automatically Kodesh Du Saguf. Vuatzma Yakim, you can bring it in itself for Korban. And Rashi says, the Nigu the Nachlek, Dushas Domim, Nachlek, Dushas Aguf. Hoyav Yu Chaz Laguf, it's Ochinamis, we have the same thing here also then. Even if we're talking about Litimei, Kiyoma Roish Por Litimei, the person said the head of this cow should be upon me to give the money of it for Korban Oilo, is also right away Tikdish the Gufan. Those things should become Kodesh. Hoyle, since it's chozi, then it's pasha kedusha bekula. So it's love a kasha. Why do we say if you makdish the head, even the demei is only the head kodesh, not the rest? Why not? Everything should be kodesh. So Mora says, lekasha odi yakdish kula odi yakdish chadeva. When you makdish the animal the demei, then we say it's chal kedusha saguf on the animal. But here we only makdish one eva, just that it's not chal. So you only makdish the domim of one eva, then it's not chal on the whole thing. So Mora asks the question, why? Chad eva nami. Luchura, Iboila, and it's also a shiloh. Why do you say so for sure it's not good? It's also a shiloh. Hele Gemara, we'll have in the Gemara tomorrow. That the boy Rabbi has a shiloh over there. What's going to be Hiktish Eivul Adomov? Somebody's Makdish is just a foot or just the head of a cow for the value of the gift to Hegdish. So now he has a shiloh. Ki boy Lon, so where did Tata say there that it's Chal Kedusha on the whole thing? So what's the shiloh over there? Be poshut from now with Gemara here that's not Chal on the whole thing? Because here it says, if you makdish the head, even the demei, but like we're talking about, it's not chal on the whole animal. So Gemara says, no, it could be ki, boilon betam. Where do we have the shalde in the Gemara in Temura, where you makdish the head of an animal that's a tam? Hocha b'balmum. Here we're talking about, where you makdish the head of this pora, that's a balmum. Therefore, it's not an espasha to kedusha on no animal, because it's not fit to be a korban anyway. And what's the proof we're talking about a balmum over here? Dom yid chamor. Then we're talking about a balam by a chamor. It says another case of the chamor, the head of the chamor. So it says the head of the porah, it also means a porah that has a mum on it. So therefore, it's not chal the kedusha upon the whole animal because it's a balmum. So Mora says, no, balmum nami iboyilon. There's also a shal in the Gemara tumor by a behemoth that's a balmum. The boy rabbi has a shal like this. If somebody says, the nei roi shalagabi mizbeach. Someone says he wants to be mechayev to give the value of his head to the mizbeach. That's what he says. He said to me roishai le mizbeach. Yeah. Rosh says yeah. So the shal over there was yeah. The boy rabba yeah. To me roishi. I want to give the value of my head or legavi mizbeach mal is ki boy lon mekane de. Ashma lo mastis. Before we heard this Mishnah, but hashta the shomah. Now they heard this Mishnah. Let me boil and has no shaila. And the chametam nespashit bekula. Right. Rashi says betam dikula meima de teichas lo kedusha saguf to achazel like rova. Obraisa the postulate lo kitchakula balmum kamari dum the ever vechamor. The shaila was guy says the mei roshlem is beach. It's also considered like a balmum. Because he's not fit to be brought on the Mizbechi himself. It's also Shalom over there. Maybe you have to give the value of your whole body, or maybe no, just the value of your head. So you see, even when you just say your head, which you're a Balmum, a person's a Balmum, a person can be brought for a Korban, still it's in the Shalom. Maybe Taka means the value of himself, of the whole self. So Mor Sanechnami, that boy there was before our Gemara here. But once they learned our Bryce, it says, when you makdish the Mei Torah, the rush of the head, and we're talking about now the head here is a balmum. So we see it's only chal, you only have to pay the value of the head and not the value of the animal. So for sure we see on a balmum, we do not say it's nispashit on the whole animal. So here also, when you makdish your head, you only have to give the value of your head, not the value of your whole body to hegdish. Yeah. Halakh Moses Gufa, what we just say before, that boy Rab had a shower like this. Tenei roish legavi mizbeach. If somebody says, I want to give the value of my head to the Mizbeach, to Hegdish, is Mao. Nidim b'chvoidah, or yeh nidim b'chvoidah. Is do we said, we have before, b'chvoidah means, since his head is something that the Nisham is tuluyah bo, so once you want to give the value of your head, you automatically have to give the value of your whole body. Or maybe, no, it's not nidim b'chvoidah. Maybe you don't have to give the value of your whole body, just the value of your head, what you said. So Mora says, why? Le'yashbichin b'domim. Usually any time you want to give the value of something, the value of an animal, we say when you makdish the head, you mean to give the value of the whole animal. So here also, even though you meant to say your head, the value of your head, also you mean to say the value of your whole body. Or do we maybe know? That halach of nidim b'chvoidoi we had before is only to give the money to the Bedek Abayis. When you want to give the money to the Mizbeach, then we don't find this. We don't find legabi mizbeach. There should be a klal of the fikvoidoi. Therefore, when you want to give the value of your head to the mizbeach to be used, to be brought karbonis with, maybe there it's not called bichvaydai. So that was the shayla before, and then we will push the final gemara here, that's like it's not chal. Yeah. Oh, no, okay. I don't want to ask you to come and the bichvaydai take, that's a good shayla. And the shayla before we just saying that there were it's a bal mum, then it's not nespashit. But the shayla bichvaydai, if you want to be mechayv yourself, just the demay of your head, is it neither mechvaydai or not, that's a shayla. Yeah. Boy Rav has a shayla like this. Boy Rav, Erki Yolai. Somebody says, I have a chiv Erki, the value of how much he's worth to give to the Mizbeach. So he says, Erki Yolai Lagavi Mizbeach. Usually, regular Erkin is the value that you are, you have to give to the Beit HaGabayis. Here the person says, clearly, I don't want to give it to the Beit HaGabayis, but I want to give the money to be used for the Mizbeach to buy Karbonis. So it's like you're making a neder now to give the value that you're worth according to the Torah to give that money l'tzorach mizbech. So here also, mal nidun b'hastig yad. What's going to be if your erichin, let's say, is 50 shkolim? And when it comes to pay it up, you can't afford more than 10 shkolim. So by regular erichin, you only have to pay according to what you could afford. What about over here? Oyeim nidun b'hastig yad. What's the shayla? Anytime you have a parsha of erichin, when you come to pay, you only have to pay according to how much you can afford. If you can't afford, you don't have to pay more. Or do we maybe know? But here is a modern case. Here you said that your erichin, how much you're worth, not that you want to give it to the Beit HaGabayis, but you want to give it to the Mizbeach. So whenever you give money, you mechayv yourself to give money to the Mizbeach to buy karbonis, we never find that you could redeem the chiyuv unless you give shavuot how much you have to give. So since here you said that your erchin, you want to be mechayv yourself to give it to the mizbeach, maybe even though you can't afford it, you'll have to wait until you get more money and pay them more money, but maybe you can't get away with a cheaper price. So take it, that's a good shayla. Boy Rav Ashi, Rashi has another shayla. Boy Rav Ashi, what's going to be higdish soda achuza? You have a stay achuza means the field that you yashin from your father, it's your field, and you mark the ship now. But you said, Legabi Mizbeach, you want the value of the field to go to the Mizbeach. You want to buy karbonos with that money. So, ma, what's the locha? How could you redeem it now? Mi Armina, do we say, Leyashikon, we don't find, stay achuza, a field that you have Yerusharon, the Mifriko. That usually when you mark this to field stam, there's a special kula when you come to redeem it, you have a right to redeem it, el, according to this cheshbon of Beis Zera Chaymasarim. How a big field that takes you to plant a chaymer, a large sum of serum of barley. That amount of field, you have a right to redeem a chamishim shekel kesel with only 50 shkolim. Even though it's worth maybe 1,000, the Torah gives a kula, you have a right to redeem it for 50 shkolim, this piece of land. So maybe you're also, when you mark the shit, to give the money to the mizbeach, as the same halacha. Lamais, it's yos deyachuza. Or do we maybe know? Layashikon, we don't find the Gabi Mizbeach, the Gertz of the Mizbeach, the Mifrik Ela Beshavyov. The Maisa, this day Achuza, when you mark the shit, like you wanted the money of it to go to the Mizbeach. So then, anytime you mechayv yourself to give money to the Mizbeach, you have to pay the whole chayv, you never find a leeway. So maybe here you can't redeem it with this new Shir Chamishim Shkolim, but you'd have to pay the real value of the karka. And that value you'd have to give to the Mizbeach. So take that's a good Shiloh, could you redeem it? With this cheshbon of chayma of the base zera chayma sar mechamishim shekel or not? Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be pochos mi ben chaydish is nidur avoloi nerech. You have a kid that's not a month old yet, so pochos ben chaydish nidur. If somebody wants to make a neder, how much that person is worth that he has to give to the mizbeach, he could do. But the kid has no erichin yet. Erichin only starts once you're 30 days old. Before 30 days old, there's no parsha of erichin in the Torah. So the Torah Rabbanon like this: Hamarich pochus mi ben chodesh. If somebody says, puts upon himself the chiyuv to give how much this kid 3 days old is worth, his erichin. So we just said there's no erichin in the Torah. The Torah only starts when you're a month old. So what does he mean to say? If he still has to pay the money. Even though he said Hamarich, he said Erchin, we'll soon see, he knows that that's not Chal, so he really meant to say the value of the kid. He meant nothing is chal, since he said erchin, there's no erchin on a kid less than 30 days old. So the ma'aseh mitzvah was machlokes over here. Rabbi Meir is sober. I know the ma'aseh devar lebatola. He never said anything lebatola. Therefore, your day, a person knows shein erchin apokos ben chaydish. There's no erchin less than a month old. So therefore, when the person said hamaruch, he wants to be maruch, put the chiv upon himself. The goma v'yoma l'shem damim. That's what Meir swore. You don't say anything lebatola in vain. So for sure, what you meant to say is you wanted the chayv himself to give the money of it. For rabbanon savri no. A person's not so mocked, but he says things in vain. So here, even though you said hamarach, you want to give the erichin of it, and the ma'aseh, there's no erichin of a kid less than 30 days old, so you put them. So Moshe says now, so, Kamanoz, who's the goal like Kamanoz law? Hold the yomer of Gidl, Omer Rav, that Oima erich kli alai. Somebody says, I want to give the erich of this kli, should be upon me. And we know there's no such thing as erichin by a keli, it's only by people. Not by a kli, a utensil. So what's the loch? It says still, noisein domim, you have to pay the value of the kli to hegdish. So who does this go like? Chur krab meya. Like we say, another mitzvah devil about holo. So Mor says, pshita, to krab meya. So what does it go to krab meya? Who else? So Mor says, yes. Mother time, I would have thought to say, afilu krab, but here goes even going to rabbon and pshita. I would have thought, hos, the moditoi, sova ki yeh, di ke erchin le ben chedish, ikanam le pokas ben chedish. When do Rabbanu argue only when you say erichin on a kid less than a month old? That people make a mistake. They think just like after a month old is an erichin, who adin, he has value less than a month old. So the person made a mistake. We don't say he means domin, he meant erichin as takan afchal. Aval hoch, when a person said the erichin is kli, the lekka limite, nobody can make mistakes. Everybody knows there's no erichin to a kli. Vada yodim day, maybe I would have thought everybody knows. Shen erich lekli, the kli has no value to it. And therefore, the gom of yom l'shem damim, for sure he meant to say l'shem damim, is k'mashman as the chiddush know, that even according to Rabbanan, still the person can make a mistake, and he meant erchin, and therefore nothing is chal.